T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's probably been on the show about as many times as anybody. He rivals anybody in appearances, that's for sure, because he was on for 30 years. He's getting the Vince Scully Award for Excellence in Broadcasting from Fordham, which he can add to all his other awards. He's got a million of them. He's already in the Baseball Hall of Fame as a broadcaster. I know he called more World Series than anybody else. I think 24 to be exact for all four major networks. Played in 4 decades, which is something that only like 5 guys ever did. Hit a home run that I wasn't happy with in 1964 that I still remember, and joins us now, and that's, of course, Tim McCarver. Tim, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, Michael. It is reminiscent of the times we got together during the playoffs.
Absolutely.
For so many years, my
yes.
gosh.
Absolutely. Well, I did 20. Yeah, I did 20 with Dog, and I've done 12 by myself, or 13 by myself, so it's 33 years, so it's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is, and I can't say that I didn't enjoy all of them.
Well, thank you very much. Congratulations. I know you didn't need another award, but since it's attached to Vin Scully's name, I'm sure it means a little more, you know?
Well, the one thing that I did receive that I never thought I would receive, I received a phone call from Vin Scully. It's the only time that he has ever called me.
Wow.
And it was about 6 months ago, and he asked me in his only super eloquent way if I would be so honored to receive his award. I said, Vinny, I'm flattered to death that you asked me and that you chose to call me. He said, well, it's only appropriate to do that. And, of course, we talked for 20 minutes, and that was it. And it was thrilling. It really was. I mean, he is, for baseball announcers, he's the voice of God.
And he is. And you blazed quite a path yourself, because, you know, it was still new when the, you know, players started making that trek to the booth, as much as, you know, especially nationally. And you were the one who was there for such a long time, you know, 24 World Series, all the different networks. Whenever the network would go lose the rights, they would go call you and bring you over right away. So that which was a distinct honor. You know, they did that with John Madden. They did that with you. As soon as they, you know, if they got baseball, they called you up and said, come on over. So that's why you worked on all those networks. So, I mean, you were there doing it for a whole generation. Everybody got to watch you doing the World Series.
Yeah, it was talking about thrilling. I love that word, and that's what the game has always given me. It's given me a lot of thrills and a lot of time talking about the game that I learned and trying to fit it in. It's really a unique situation to try to do that. Announcing a baseball game is, and I didn't understand it early when Al Michaels told me that being an analyst is much tougher than doing the play-by-play. And I thought, boy, I don't agree with Al on this. But I learned over time to agree with him, because that's true. It's the timing mechanism that is involved with, I should say, mechanisms that are involved in being appropriate, in being the right word or nothing. I was so proud. I did 3 of those 4 games the Cardinals played against the Cubs last weekend. Michael, I'm telling you, it was fabulous.
Yeah, the Cardinals have done it. They've done a great job. They really have. They've had a
They really
finish.
Have. Yeah. And yeah. These games, I mean, there were 4 one-run games. They played the longest game that's ever been played on Saturday at Wrigley Field, 4 hours and 24 minutes. That's the longest 9-inning game, and it ended by 1 run. It was the first time they'd swept the Cubs in 4 games since 1921.
That's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. Everything that happened brought back this load of memories and everything about from the playing days to play, and of course everything that is conjured with the memories of the game, playing at Wrigley Field and all that sort of stuff. It was wonderful. It really was.
Well, it's funny because you talk about World Series and the ones you did, but the ones you played in were the right age for my where I was. In the 64 series is one, the only one where I can recount every play of, and I was the right age. I was 11 years old, and I can remember every play. And then 67, because my brother, who's passed now, my brother Marty, and he and I shared a room together. He's 20 months younger than me. Because I love Mickey Mantle and I was 20 months older, he liked Roger Maris. When they traded Roger to the Cardinals, he became a lifelong Cardinal fan. And in 67, lifelong.
Great.
Joe Torre, Lou Brock, Bob Gibson, everybody. And for the rest of his life, he was a Cardinal fan. Never rooted for the Yankees again because they traded Roger. And 67, I remember everything about. And those are two of the great World Series. Your two
Fabulous.
World Series are two of the greatest World Series of all time.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, because they were the first two that I was in. And I loved Mickey Mantle also, along with you, like everybody. Americana, I mean, for crying out loud. And I loved Roger Maris. And eventually to play with Roger, we used to go to the ballpark every day together for two years, 1967 and 8. Yeah.
Yep.
But he was just, he was a hero.
And a very good fundamental player that people got caught up on the home runs. And, you know, and listen, they treated him terribly in New York. Let's be honest. They did. They were terrible to
him.
They did. And he was very bitter about it, no question. But he played great for you guys in 67. He really did.
You talk about going into second base, taking guys out of a double play, the throwing to the right base, always gaining the extra base when he could. As a player, he was just sensational, and it wasn't necessarily what he did on the field, even though he was still a good player, but it was all of the things that we were stunned that he was as good a player as he was. We thought he was a home run or nothing. Not so. We were dead wrong.
A very good fielder, too. But what amazes me, Tim, about that, and Tim's going to get the Vin Scully Award for Excellence in Broadcasting, which he was for sure for 30 years from Fordham. Amazing thing was, you were the catcher for the pitcher who has become symbolic, along with Koufax, as the pitcher. And the thing I always say is, could you imagine a game played today where a starting pitcher could stay in game 7 and pitch till it was 7-5, give up two homers in the ninth, and still stay in the game and finish the game?
Yeah, you're speaking of Bob Gibson, of course, and I remember we had a meeting on the mound then, and Gibson hated meetings on the mounds. I went about 5 feet from the mound, and Johnny Keene spoke to him. I couldn't hear what he was saying. And so the next day in the paper, after game seven, Johnny Keene was asked, of course, what he said to Gibson. And he said, "Bob, I owe this to your heart." And he left.
Wow.
And that was it. I mean, that was the story in New York and St. Louis when we beat the Yankees. But Bob won that game after 2 days rest. Of throwing 10 innings, by the way.
Remarkable.
10 innings, two days rest, came back and pitched a complete game.
And the idea of you winning a game with a home run, I mean, the idea of ever winning a game with a home run, I remember Mickey in game 3 on that Saturday afternoon winning the game off Barney Schultz. After he made the error, he was all mad, and he said the only time he ever called a home run, told me in an interview once, he said, I told Ellie, go back in, you're not going to have to come up. He said he was so mad, he went up, and boom, the first pitch hit the home run off Barney Schultz. But then you, of course, hit the huge home run and turn that series around. But then you get the Cardinal, and then you get the Cinderella Red Sox, and you guys now are the big team. And in 67, you get that crazy Cinderella team, and that was a great, great series.
Jim Lineborg won the Cy Young Award. Yaz won the the MVP, of course. You know, I've told you this story, but when he rolled the batting cage out in the 100th, after the 162nd game of the season and took extra hitting after game one at Fenway. I mean, think about that. I mean, Carl Yastrzemski, the MVP, is going to take extra hitting, and he had guys pitch. We were amazed at that. We were waiting for the bus. We'd gotten dressed and everything. Yes, it's still out there. And we had never seen anything quite like that. Well, the next day, he went 3-for-4, 4 RBIs, 2 home runs off Dick Hughes and Joe Horner. That's how you make it and make it big. That's why you're an MVP.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. I mean, to have those memories are unbelievable, and then to have broadcast 24 yourself is one stick. I mean, you had a million, but did one stick out to you of the ones you broadcast? Did any one of them stick in your mind?
The 2001 World Series, the way it ended, and the emotions of the city. Of New York City when the middle three games were played.
Crazy. I was at all of them. It was wild. When the president came.
The two home runs that tied it. I mean, my God.
Unbelievable.
Tino Martinez and Scott Brosius.
Unbelievable.
Off the same pitcher.
Yes.
I mean, my gosh.
Yes.
How does that happen?
And then have Mariano be as dominant as he was in the eighth inning, and then to lose it in the ninth inning after he struck out the middle of the order in the eighth inning in game seven. Yeah.
And just what he did, what Mariano did is well documented. But, you know, with Schilling and the big unit out there in game six and seven, you knew it was going to be very, very tough for the Yankees.
I tell you, that was amazing. We're talking with Tim, who obviously well receiving this Vin Scully Award and all these years. Tim, baseball right now, because you heard today Manfred saying, yes, there's been too many home runs. We're going to have to do something with the ball next year. Has it gone too far with you with the home runs this year? Has the game gone too far?
I think so.
Yes?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not a radical along those lines, but you know, the ball and or the bat, I think the one thing, everybody talks about the ball, nobody talks about the bat.
Good point.
The bat is harder to me. And an example of that is just an example of that. It used to be when guys foul balls off their shins, there would be always pain, but never anything serious. Now, we just, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Right, they break bones.
Kristen Yelich has a broken kneecap, for crying out loud.
Yes.
So, I mean, that can't be, I mean, I don't blame it only on the ball. I think the bats are harder, and I think that's making, you know, a lot of the home runs go distances that we've never believed before by just average hitters. And of course, the two strikes with trying to, you know, now a strikeout is nothing. I mean, strikeouts mean nothing to hitters.
It's amazing how many strikeouts there are now. Yeah, it's everybody strikes out. In your day, there was maybe one guy on a team struck out 100 times, and he was a slugger. Now everybody strikes out.
I'm not trying to give you an example of me and
Go
all
ahead.
That. Me.
Go ahead.
But I struck out like 420 times, and I played 20 years. Crying out loud. You know, I mean, it was a curse to strike out. I mean, we didn't do that. We put the ball in play. Now, that might have been weekly, might have been on the pitcher's terms, but strike out. I mean, you just didn't do that. Anyway.
Yeah, it is. It is different. Do you like a team this year? Have you seen a team? Are the Cardinals capable of having a big run this year?
Well, they've already had it. I mean, but you know, Milwaukee is 20-4 in September.
Yeah.
20-4. Think about that.
Since Yelich went out, they never lose.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's always the same thing. It's like 5-2 in the eighth, or 6-1. Something like that. So their pitchers give up two runs max, and they score like six or seven. And Hader comes in and blows people away. It's that's what happened again today in Cincinnati. It's amazing. We'll see how it's going to work. Cardinals, the magic number is three. Cardinals have three left, and the Brewers have three left against Colorado. The Cardinals are going to play against the Cubs again this weekend, so it'll be packed every night in St. Louis.
Well, listen, congratulations on the award. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Well deserved, and
thank you, Michael.
And always a pleasure. Again, thank you for all the times you came on, and it's an honor to talk to you as always. And congratulations.
All right, thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. Enjoyed Thanks, it. Tim McCarver. Hall of Famer, and obviously another award of which he's got a million, but this one from Vince Scully personally, so it means a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.